You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshe is informing us, say, Vayasken Aaron. Say, the Aaron, Kohen Aleinu Shalom, he did exactly as he was supposed to do. So Rashi Akedah says that he didn't change anything. So they ask, what does it mean he didn't change anything? You expect Aaron like to make a new invention? So that's obvious, he does exactly what he's expected to do. So now here, it's explained that during the 40 years that he led the menorah in Mishkan, in the desert, he did it exactly like the first time. You know what that is? Like the first time. So now, do you remember the last Birkat HaChama we said? We said the blessing for the sun. How often we said Birkat HaChama? How often?
37 years.
Every 28 years, yeah. Every 28 years, Koach, every Koach year. So now, the last time that we said it was Erev Pesach, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, nobody was in bed. Everybody was excited. Right after Hanetzach Hama, everybody said Birkat HaChama, the blessing for the sun. So why was everybody excited? How come nobody was in bed? Like at this moment, how many people are in the bed? How many?
Still
98%. And they're sleeping. And they don't want to listen to the Torah. How could it be? Every 28 years when you say the Birkat HaChama, everybody's excited. But Shema Yisrael, the mitzvah from the Torah, Same blessing for the sun is for the Rabbanan. Everybody's so excited. Tomorrow we're going to say the blessing for the sun. What's going on here? Huh? Because the blessing for the sun, you say every 28 years. Right here, he's excited. But Shema, you say three times, you know, it becomes boring. Boring. The Shema Yisrael, how many times is the Shema? So you fall asleep, half asleep, you're not smiling, you're not excited, no spirit, you know what happened to me, you know what I go through, I don't know what to do, why is my life like this? He says, Aaron HaKohen, Aleinu Shalom. 40 years, he lit the menorah. You know what that is? To be excited, to come to Mincha early, come to Shacharit early. You know, you have to see excitement, you know what that is? Lo Shina. You know what the Ma'alai it is? And that's the trap of Yetzer Hara. Because when you do things often, shacharit three times a day, you finish it up 3.5 minutes. How can you do this? Because it's our asses, and you said it this morning, you said it last night, you said it the night before. Now, how many times you say it? You said, no. But if you do it like once a week, once a year, every 28 years, then yeah. But here, you see, that's not how it works. Every day, Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah. Such an excitement, just like the first time. And that's the great work that is expected from us. That when we do the mitzvot, She'er Anochi Mitzvecha, Hayom. What does Hayom mean? That you...
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The attitude that you're doing it right now for the first time. Mm-hmm. First time you put on tefillin. Mm-hmm. You know what excitement it is? You know, you go to the bar mitzvah. Psh. You went to the bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
You know how excited it is? The bar mitzvah boy, the chatan bar mitzvah. So that's the feeling you should have. So sometimes you put on tefillin, you say, Shakon Yavidvaro. Eh? What happened? And it's very interesting, but you know what tefillin is made of? Animal? Have you ever kissed a cow? Do you go kiss a cow?
You ask me. It's a kibbutz. You ask it's a
You don't kiss a cow? How can we kiss your tefillin? It's the same thing, no? No, what is this made of? This one. It's from skin of animal, no? Yeah? Well, what happened? Huh? How can we kiss this? It's the same thing. It's the skin of animal. No?
No, yes. It's not.
No?
It's not.
What happened?
It's a new thing.
What is it?
It's a new thing. You elevated.
This? How did I elevate it? No, before I said Beracha, it was Kadosh, but you know, they slaughtered the animal, and then they took the skin out, and then they cleaned it, and then make it Tefillin Sefer Torah. But here, we learn a very important thing, and it is, of course, it's the skin animal. But when you write the holy name on it, becomes?
Holy.
Becomes? Becomes alive. What does it mean? So here, let's see, let's do some experiment. It's the skin of animal, right?
Yes.
So this is the skin of animal, then we elevate it and then we kiss it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now how about this? This is skin here, this one. You can elevate it to kiss it?
Yes.
I mean, if this is the skin of animal, then you elevate it and become Kadosh. So this one, this is the skin of a human being. Is it your skin? Is your skin, right? So is there a chance? Is there a tzipui that we can make this holy?
Yes. No. Yes.
No? So that means this is worse than the skin of animal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
Huh? Did you ever kiss the hand of Rabbeinu Ovadia? Or Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai? Huh? Rabbeinu Babasali? So why do we kiss their hand? Why?
Because they're holy.
Because they did holy things. Because they come to Shacharit early. Because they do the mitzvah with simcha. They don't fall asleep. Why? Because they know. Avodat Hashem, you have to be charged up. It's lahabut. That's why we learn from Hosha Ba'alotcha. It says, what does it mean? Ba'alotcha, not Ba'alotcha. What does it mean? That means not that you light the Nerot for the sake of the Nerot. Because it would say, Bahad Lagatecha, Lahadlik, Ner, Nahon? He says, Ba'alotecha, that means, Ibono Sholam saying, Aharon, when you light the Nerot, you go up, you make an aliyah. You can, you have a chance. That means every mitzvah we do, we have a chance to gain an aliyah, to become a better person. But if, after tefillah, I don't see you here, that means the tefillah didn't do anything for you. You understand? Because if the mitzvah has any effect in you, you cry to leave the Beit Knesset. Cry. But no, yes, we have to do our things. It's not that easy. That easy. We have a halakha in Shulchan Aruch that says it's asur. Asur. It's forbidden to take pesiyah gasa when you leave Bet Knesset. What does that mean? You cannot take big step when you leave Bet Knesset. What does that mean?
Because
when you leave the Bet Knesset, you leave the Shekhinah, Mikdash Me'at. How can you leave the Mikdash Me'at? How can I leave such a thing? Isn't that something? And that's what exactly we see. Aaron HaKohen, Alav HaShonah, every day did the same thing. But he did it exactly the first time. 40 years, why? Because he knew he's not lighting the menorah. The menorah is lighting him. The menorah is lighting him. That means he gained the aliyah when you do the mitzvah. Hashem yizakenu, kemekayim the mitzvot, et lahabot,
amen.
The simcha,
amen.
And metuv levav.